All right, last time I talked about what makes real estate a profitable investment or not, and I suggested focusing on the rental price ratio and the real interest rate. This time I want to talk about two ways of investing in real estate. One I call personal ownership, that's where you own your own home. And the other is investment in property, and what I mean by that is that you invest in property where you don't live. You could be a landlord, you could invest in some kind of limited partnership or real estate investment trust, you could build apartment buildings, but you invest in some kind of, and I think I'll focus on residential property. And I want to give the, and ultimately I'm going to talk about what policies, how public policy affects that choice. But I want to give an analogy between investing in your own business versus investing in the stock market. So some of the advantages of investing in your own business are you have some kind of personal control. You don't have to negotiate with other owners, so and that maybe goes back to the control. So you get the no other owners to worry about. Some of the disadvantages. Some of the advantages of investing in the stock market is you have diversification. You don't have all your eggs in one basket. You can have other you have professional management. Maybe you're just not cut out to manage your own business, so you have professional management. And so that would be those would be some of the advantages of investing in business in the stock market versus your own business. And really it's quite similar with home ownership. you have sort of you get control. So with home ownership you get control over the property. And you don't have to negotiate with other owners. So, what do I mean by negotiating with other owners? Well, for example, if you have an apartment and let's say you would like to improve, it doesn't, and or you could be renting a house. Don't just think of it as an apartment, but think of renting a house, and you want to upgrade the kitchen. Let's say you want a $30,000 upgrade. Well, if you pay for that yourself, then the owner of the apartment is going to get the benefit of that $30,000 upgrade. I mean, ultimately, if you move out. Whereas, if you ask the owner to make a $30,000 upgrade, they're going to say, well, that kind of benefits you, and how much more rent are you willing to pay? And more importantly, if you move out, will the next person be willing to pay enough extra in rent to pay me back for this $30,000 kitchen upgrade? So you ha there's a, so there's a lot of negotiation with owners over that. Whereas if you just own the house outright, it's your decision. Do you invest in that $30,000 upgrade or not? It's up to you. So you have control over the property, and you don't have to negotiate with other owners about things like upgrades, maintenance, and so on. On the other hand, if you were to invest in residential real estate that's not your where you live, using a real estate investment trust or a limited partnership, you would have the advantages of diversification and professional management. So those are the so it's really a very similar kind of decision, and but it's affected these days by policies. Now, so what are some of the policies that favor going with the direct ownership route versus the diversified investment route? What you'll hear a lot about is the mortgage interest deduction. That is, you can deduct mortgage interest from your taxes. But I'm going to put a question mark beside that, because in fact the investors in real estate also can deduct mortgage interest rate. So I'm not sure that that makes such a difference. Perhaps a more viable difference is the capital gains exemption. Most sales of homes by individual homeowners are exempt from capital gains tax. And if a sort of professional, apartment building, if you invest through a limited partnership or so on, you will pay capital gains tax. So I would say that's a big deal. There might be various mortgage subsidies, things like FHA and so on, which are really not. So FHA is Federal Housing Administration. They're really not available to people. Typically to partnerships investing in real estate, in multifamily real estate. Although Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae did have multifamily loan programs. So it could be that the main difference is just this capital gains exemption. And I'll just leave you with the fact that it's interesting that there's a lot of discussion about the mortgage interest deduction, which I think works the same for both the investment mode, the stock market type mode of investment, and the direct home ownership investment. And there's not much discussion of the capital gains exemption, which is the cause of the difference.